This is third open session of the board on January 20th, 2019 at 8 p.m. All right. About board compensation. So with board compensation, again, it is legal to tie it to a salary schedule. That seems to be a way that some of the city, I guess, just did that. It seems to be something that's being looked at. What it does do is if you do something for board compensation, we're required to put an announcement in every school in the district.
Okay, so just so you know, we're not going to have this discussion, and I'm going to table this discussion.
Okay, it's you have to do a lot of advertising, and that makes it so that you could do whatever you're putting on everybody else's salary schedule with no additional.
I mean, absence of somebody on the board saying they really want to spend some time talking about this tonight, I would like to have this conversation at another time.
Great.
Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that if we're going to do it, we need to have a fairly healthy discussion about it. Okay? Can Brent talk a little bit about the early exit? I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the early exit.
Okay. With the money that we were spending for the early exit, we had $1.3 million we were spending a year. We put $1 million towards insurance to help us 2 years ago. So basically we got $300,000 left that we've been using for a hiring incentive. Larry is saying it's real, or I mean, Lyle is saying it's really not doing what we wanted. We're just giving some people money. It's not incenting people. So he's recommending we don't do that anymore. If we were to pay people to leave, we could probably afford right around $7,500 to do that. But that's about all we could do with the money that we have left.
It's the board's feeling, I would say. The $7,500 as an incentive is not significant enough, and it will not accomplish the purposes that we have, that we feel that we need for early exit. So we are going to not offer that this year. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to go into action items. Board?
We need to vote on the one boundary change. We told them about it at the very start. I don't see that on there.
It's item B.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to go down the list, basically. What we'll do, as we go into these action items, Superintendent or Brent, if you want to just make sure that we as a board understand all these action items before we vote on them. So letter A is the Red Mountain Elementary School Land Trust Plan Change. Does anybody want to address that? It's in here. We've had a chance.
It's fairly simple.
Everybody's had a chance to look at it.
It's instructionally straight and sound.
I move we approve it.
Okay. A second.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Marine did.
So I can hear you. Okay, motion by Member Segmiller and a second by Member Hawks. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. You have that, Tasia? Okay, letter B, the secondary boundary change. Larry, do you want to talk about that for a second?
You guys have seen it. You were there. It is going to be the cul-de-sac area that you've seen. The area is 100% supportive of the parents. Brings in those homes. They're already going to Snow Canyon. They might as well continue and not go as a boundary waiver. This will bring those parents in from Dixie High School to Snow Canyon. We would recommend that you approve it.
Any questions before I accept the motion? Everybody understand? We've had this conversation numerous times. We've had public opinion. Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on the secondary boundary change.
I'll motion.
Second.
Okay, Becky, and a second by Member Hutchison. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, that motion carries as well. Okay, letter C, this is the Elam Valley zone change. Brent, can you talk about this?
So Elam Valley has been under a planned unit development for forever.
And
the city would like to get rid of the planned unit development, but they need to actually get all the people that own property there to agree to it. So this would give us a zone change to R110 for our property, which is something that we would like.
A zone change usually is Planning Commission, City Council.
I understand, but because it's in a PUD, they have to get everybody in the PUD to agree to it.
That's right.
So they're just asking the board to sign an affidavit that We're in agreement with the change out of a PUD.
Does everybody understand where Elam Valley is?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, and understand, you'll find that they're actually getting some building in there.
Yes, there are.
It's finally, I mean, after a decade, it's...
This will be a good thing for it.
They built one spec house, and that was
it.
Flushed
a lot of money there.
Ooh, yeah, you wait.
So, but you, Brent, you said changes our property R110, which is what we want.
Yes.
Okay. So it's
and
great.
Where's our property on this map?
It's in purple.
Is there any comments?
I don't, up in the upper left-hand corner, I think.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's any real compelling reason for us to worry about this. Before I accept these motions in a second, does everybody understand? I want to make
this
sure
is what we're trying to buy.
What's happening.
Oh, we're going to get rid of this and buy that.
Sorry, give you the one, please.
Okay.
Lorraine, are you okay with our... I mean,
I'm okay.
I showed him where it was at.
I just had to know where we're at.
I get it. I just want to make sure you're comfortable before I ask you.
I'm okay. This is not the pecan.
No.
This is not. This is across
different.
The street.
Okay, that's what I was
so
thinking.
So, essentially, you go past Diamond Ranch Academy, half a mile, and there you are.
Here's Sand Hollow Reservoir right there.
Okay.
Right.
As you're going...
Yeah, I knew where the Elam is.
You're good, Lorraine?
I'm good.
Okay, so I have a motion to approve the Elam Valley Zone change by Member Segmiller and a second by Member Hutchison. I believe that was the way that came. Mm-hmm. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Now we're going to talk about the Sandberg property purchase. Brent, you want to...
So the Sandberg property, we've got the appraisal. It was $300,000. We've done our inspection on the home and everything else like that. We're ready to close on it. We just need the board to take a motion that we can buy that property.
Before we accept the motion, I want to just talk about it for a second. Okay. I met with Craig on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting property. The house is old. It was built, I'd say, 66. I mean, it was built when that house was probably in the county, not even in the town of Urick. And it's on a very busy street, 700 mm-hmm. West. The house is in fairly poor condition. It'll be interesting to see what we do as a board. I mean, I think there's some options there to perhaps kind of put a little money in, pick it up as a rental until we decide what we're going to do. I was actually impressed by the size of the property. I hadn't been behind there. There's a lot of property there.
Is it half acre?
No, it's close to an acre.
Close to an acre.
It's close to an acre. But it is so ideally located for what we're doing in that area.
Yeah. I mean, you need to run.
It's perfect. And I think it's a fair price.
Do you really? I mean, for the land I get, the house makes me wonder. I mean, just sort of surprised.
So how long are they planning to rent it?
Yeah, but Craig, if you put flooring in it and some paint and a little bit of hardware, maybe $20,000-$25,000, you'd easily get $325,000.
Not during my tenure.
To rent, and then that's what the conversation is. Do we just go in and raise until we decide what we're going to do?
But there are districts that, when they buy property getting ready to do something, if it's out a number of years, a lot of times they will rent the property.
I can see renting that
revenue
that property.
Off of it.
We're going to need another amount to rent it, but I don't see letting it just sit there because it'll just rot.
Correct.
No.
And you'll get vandalism.
Correct.
I mean, everything works. It's just... stated.
So is this one we had an appraisal on?
Yeah.
And it's a
appraisal.
If it was built in 66, it was probably remodeled in the 80s.
Hey, you don't value it. That felt fair to you. It just seems high to me, but if it feels fair.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
I mean, it's Hurricane, and I get it. We're
no.
Gonna,
That was loaded. That was loaded.
I thought it was.
You thought it was a fair appraisal.
Needed it for parking.
I think fair. About right.
I don't know.
I don't think.
For an acre.
I think you might not even deal if you're going into that house and see cracks and the addition.
I don't think you have to decide right now what we're going to do with the house once we get it. We just have to get approval to. Actually, buy
an appraisal, and you're like, what the? What are you smoking? Okay. Anyway, any other questions about the property? It makes sense. So we need to do it. Okay. I'll accept the motion on the Sandberg property.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Motion by Member Hessen and a second by Member Cox. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That motion passes. Okay, the Stanworth property.
So Stanworth property is the one that we've been talking about right next to Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
There
frontage on the main street.
It's the frontage
and
right there.
Back to
and
the
so,
parking, additional parking.
Let me basically they said they asked her, she checked with her accountant to see if she could donate part of it, and they said donation won't help her because we're low income. They think the property had an appraisal a couple of years ago of $369,000. I think they would take $350,000 with $50,000 down and a balance over 10 years with 2% interest on unpaid balance with no prepaid penalty. Would you run that up the flagpole and interest level? I appreciate your help. Thanks. So she's the one that she doesn't need the money right now. Mm-hmm. She'd rather have it paid over time.
Oh.
And
yeah,
so she's saying,
do that?
We have. In fact, we're doing it right now with Water Canyon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we could
have no problem.
We could buy it, pay it over
2%.
Time. At 2% interest is not like a bad interest rate on it.
2% is great.
That's less than a CD.
No, I know.
Less than a one-year
I'm just
CD.
Saying that.
No,
it's like a bond.
Terry, I might get that, but
no,
I don't.
We can do
if
it.
It's,
okay.
if it's
I just
want to
make sure
problem.
We don't have a legal restriction on it.
Right? No. We legally can do this.
That property, I actually think is more valuable than the Sandberg property because it's right
on the
parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just exactly north and a little east of the parking lot. It is.
Well, didn't we talk about getting more parking, but perhaps selling the
front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Back off. And
exactly.
If we can buy, Brian's piece, then that would make sense.
So, the other thing that we did is we went next door. Both of those pieces of property, they're right. Okay, so you got the Taco Bell, if you know what I'm talking about, and then you got the Stanworth property, and then you got the Jones property, and they're both about 0.87.
Mm-hmm. But they're long
and the long Jones, I told you, Brian's selling his business, but he wants to sell the business. He would be interested, obviously, in selling it to the district, and I told him we would not be interested in
the business.
So we'll see how that goes. But those two pieces are just. And what we said about maybe providing the house and probably 10,000 or 12,000 square feet of property and keeping the rest would be pretty viable as well.
Could we use
tearing
his
down the
cabinet
house and putting a road through would not work.
So
I think buying the property,
selling it for commercial later. I mean, split it off and sell the frontage for commercial, keep the parking.
Yeah. So
can I ask a question then? Back to the cabinet shop. Would he be up to selling the property and moving his cabinet shop?
He said he would have about 7 years ago, but he wants to be done. He was going to do that.
Then he could sell the business and somebody else could buy it.
I just don't see Brian's struggling with the business. I mean, he's more busy than he wants to be just because there's so much work, but the realities are... I don't see anybody buying it unless you got his...
The amount he's asking for the business,
he'll never sell it.
I mean, Craig and I were talking to pay what you need to for that, and I don't know that he can be as busy as he needs to pay a person that's going to buy that. I mean, you got to be like,
well, there's a lot of blue sky in it.
You know, as soon as we have a hiccup in the building, it's going to in the industry.
People
so
buy his work.
Going back to the Stanworth property,
somebody else's.
I think it's even more valuable.
Non-transferable.
The terms do not bother me at all. That's fine, because I think it's a low percent.
They don't bother me.
So do we have authority to make an offer?
Do we need to get a current appraisal, though?
That's the only thing. I mean, you know, you asked
the
question.
The only problem
that
you have with that, Brent, is that if we don't get the Jones property,
even though they're living
all
in
we
the
end
house,
up with a
is it zone
property
commercial?
That
we
may
have
on
our parking lot.
That's
still help it out.
It's commercial all the way.
Even a little bit will help out.
On both sides, unless it's
like 30 stalls.
I thought Joneses were the ones closest to talk about.
That's commercial zone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought we were going to be
sandwiched on the other side.
No, I would not.
Yeah, I'm sure
we're
right.
Which piece is there by Bucks?
Bucks is further west.
And there's a whole parking lot between them.
Yes.
And then Taco Bell.
You got Taco Bell,
on the other
yes.
side, there's Subway on the other side of Bucks if you're going west. And then you got that now defunct JB's, and then you've got the gas station. So, anyway. Okay. Does anybody have any questions regarding the...
Only the value. Normally we get an appraisal. Can we bypass the appraisal process, Frank?
Well, no, we can get a kind of a quick appraisal to make sure we're not overpaying.
I would like to pay $350 or less. I don't want to pay more than $350.
I think if you get an appraisal, you're going
to
be.
Do we have to pay it?
No, no, because we don't have to give that.
We just have to pay what they're asking. But we have to be able to justify what we paid in case.
I'm more comfortable having a current appraisal. I'll be honest with you.
But I'd like to pay. I'll pay $350. But if our appraisal comes under that, we'd have to renegotiate. If it comes over that.
Okay, so we'll order up an appraisal on it and try and
put in the offer subject to appraisal.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least for us internally. I don't know if
how fast you want
to have it both ways, Craig.
You can. Well, if this is an internal instrument.
The reason why I think we can because we're
look
doing
at it. Are we buying residential? Or are we buying commercial?
Just writing a check because if they want terms.
Terms make part of a little more value.
That's part of our
terms. Terms drive prices.
Okay, so with that understanding, would someone care to make a motion based upon our discussion?
I'll make a motion that we approve it. I would like to a quick
based upon appraisal.
I mean, it could be a simple appraisal. I don't want to pay I'm not asking to pay appraisal price. I'm just asking to make sure we don't go over because we're in big trouble.
If we go with a 2055 residential drive-by appraisal, it gives us a value. It's legit. But it needs to be done as a residential, not as commercial.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It has to be done as residential.
If you get that done, you can get it done for about $300.
Well, and will that come in? Is it going to come in $350?
We don't know. That's why you have to order it.
I know. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you do it as residential.
You're on the main street. You should.
But the age of the buildings are very old. I mean, it's.
I'm concerned.
Well, the Stanworth property, I went to that house 40 years ago.
I think it'll appraise more, and so then we'll end up paying more because we.
No, it's our. We have an offer, but we have it based upon appraisal. We buy the appraisal. If it comes in more, then we got a better deal. If it comes in less, then we have the right to renegotiate. That's when most purchase contracts, it's standard.
That's the way we should do it.
I'll turn in a. If this is approved, then I'll. Offer them a purchase contract that says $350 contingent upon appraisal.
Perfect.
So I'd like to amend Craig's motion that we put in that offer subject to the provision about the appraisal.
That actually was my motion.
Okay.
Or was it?
Yep.
You just said you'd like to see one. You didn't say it was
part of the motion. I do have the motion, Kasia.
Second. Okay,
the motion was made by Member Sagemiller.
The second
was offered
by
Member Hessen. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Did you?
She didn't raise her hand, though.
I heard her.
Did you hear her? Did you hear her?
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Okay, letter F. We are going now to the selection of an executive director, superintendent.
Well, obviously we have three quality candidates after interviewing other candidates by the board, input from the executive staff, realizing that there was... there were great choices available. The recommendation would be that Nate Esplin, current principal of Crimson View Elementary, be hired as the newest executive director. Effective March 1st.
Further discussion by the board regarding the selection of the executive director. Anybody want to comment?
No, we discussed it extensively in closed session.
Okay. Okay, I'll
comment that we just appreciate all three of them.
Absolutely.
And their interviews and what a fantastic job they did, and it was nearly it was very close.
Really close.
Yeah.
It was as close as I can.
Yeah, that was a good discussion. And they're doing outstanding jobs, they'll continue to do outstanding jobs wherever they are. And the district will benefit from
if you would, I'm sure you're going to do this, but if you would, from the board to the other two candidates, if you will just express our appreciation.
I will call as soon as we're done.
And the conference we have.
And then the other two and tell them.
From the board.
I would be happy to do.
Great choices.
Okay, so with that recommendation from our superintendent, I will accept a motion on the selection of an executive director.
Make that motion that we appoint Nate Esplin to that executive director position.
Okay, motion by Member Blake and second by Member Hutchinson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries as well. And is there anything else, board, that we need to discuss in work session before I before I call adjournment. I just wanted to say one thing before we go. I've thought about this considerably. I want the board to know, to a person, how much I appreciate your trust in electing me president one for another term. I don't know if everybody, however you feel, but I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for your trust. And I will tell you this. I'm going to try to step up my game a little bit, do a little better job, hopefully, in communication with you and maybe some ways that I can improve as we go forward together. I will say this. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with you guys, and I really believe that we have some real positive unanimity with this board. And I think we're gonna have a chance to accomplish some wonderful things as we go forward. So, for me, I want you to know how much I appreciate your trust, and I'll try to do as good a job as I possibly can. And always, please, if you have any questions, communicate with me, and I'll try to do the same with you. So, thank you for another 2 years of working with you good people. I appreciate it.
I do have one more thing.
No, I wanted to end on
I'm sorry. That was so good, and I can't be
it was almost. I was almost starting to cry.
I know. I can tell you where I'm going to help you out so you don't have to. You, and we've asked Lorraine that if you could free up, it would be at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
We have a selection for principal for Water Canyon.
Yes, a week from Wednesday.
Water Canyon and Tahnaquin.
And Tahnaquin Intermediate.
So Bobby, that would be Garrett, my area and
why
these two areas,
oh.
And that's why
we've got to follow up with Water Canyon to finalize that. So we'll open that up, and anyone else?
And Bobby was the only principal.
Yeah, and Bobby's the only principal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We had a bevy of them a couple years ago.
I
knew it was coming.
Even Warren told me.
I told you.
The railroad ran with. Yes, I know that.
I'm now
you're not telling me. Got it. No problem.
And are you okay to move forward with that?
And I got you the date.
Yeah.
And they were.
Our next meeting is March 11th.
And they really like you to be there in person if as all possible.
I can also tell you on February 12th more specifics on those pathways and about what the design of that building will look like and what we're choosing to do.
That.
We're pretty close to being set on what that's going to look
like. So, Becky, you got 510.
So we'll have that. We've met with the architect after they returned.
Would you be interested in doing 510?
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Are you interested in that? Hey, by the way, let's just go over this really quick because I want to make sure everybody's comfortable with what if we need to adjust anything going forward.
You don't want to.
I was wondering when we were going to discuss.
Well, it's not on the agenda, but there's so much else that I figure is important.
I'm doing Healthy Dixie, and I'm fine.
Same. And you got Dixie? Yeah,
I have a
Dixie.
I got the MBA.
Do you want to do anything else?
It's
Becky,
hey,
what about Five County?
Can
you do Five County?
I can tell you what it is.
Do you want to think about it?
Okay. I'll think about it.
You think about it. But you
so no it longer I would be on the audit committee? Or would
no.
I be an audit
committee?
Oh, no, you're on the audit.
You're still
no,
on
I'm not, yeah. You're not off the audit committee.
Well, I didn't know
you're
if you were kicking
me
off when I was going there.
Well, the only reason is if you ask me to.
To be kicked off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so do you want to ponder it?
You'll stay on the audit committee.
But I wouldn't be the...
You're still on the audit. This would be in addition to.
Okay.
Taking Terry's place.
Yeah. Because Lorraine is moving to something else.
Okay.
Do you want to think about it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to know what the details of it are and
Terry,
all of that. So I'll get
when's
with
next
Terry.
It's the day, usually the day after our board meetings.
Okay, so you have...
Okay.
Can you give that back with me in a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if
Kelly,
there's a meeting you can't go to, then
you have,
let me know
what
and
you
I
have?
Can go for us.
I'll
tell you what it is.
Audit.
Audit. And...
So you said
now.
Nope.
Five counties fun, Becky.
What's that?
Five
just
counties fun.
It's just
on there with you.
Okay.
With her
advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of travel.
Okay, Lorraine, you have USBA, which is significant.
Yeah, I'm finding
and
that.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you want to talk about more? You know what? Let's go home. So stay 30 and
thank you much.
I'm going to keep you 6 or 7 hours in a couple of weeks. Hey, thanks everybody.
Tasia, send out that Google Drive.
Yeah.
So. Again, the 7th and 8th is a...
Hey, I've got to be up there. So I'm going to have to fly back on Friday then.
Okay. It's, I mean, I can get you a hotel room, but it's going to be at that Crystal Inn, and nobody likes to stay at that Crystal Inn.
Why? I've stayed there several times, and it's not bad.
I'm just telling you.
But there is an element around there.
The parking lot is sketchy. And then there's the Best Western that's right there. But that is just
it's a USBA board, first board meeting. So I'll just get an airplane ticket, fly in Friday morning and home Friday night.
Okay. A lot of times, just to let you know, a lot of the USBA committee start around 9 o'clock. There'll usually be different committees that you'll serve on.
Yeah, but this one, they're signing them, and they told me, I told Richard, it begins at 8:30.
I can swing over to the airport and pick you up.
But then you'd miss that breakfast.
No, because the breakfast is over at 8.
But I arrive at 7:30.
You'll arrive about 7:45. I've done it before.
Okay.
I'll catch the first half of breakfast. I'll go pick you up. Larry will be there.
What weekend are you going?
What is this, Brent?
Every weekend. Never mind.
I'm still going the 7th.
I can't
March
go.
Or February.
February.
I think I'm switching to March.
Are you?
I can't go on March 7th.
Did you?
Do you want to do the JLC on March 7th?
Is it during the day on the 7th?
Yeah. 11 a.m.
It's the Friday, right?
No, the 8th is Friday.
We'll probably put Steve on one of the 11th.
Okay.
I have to think about that one.
Okay. It's. I have to tell you the date. I'm going to D.C. with Dean.
So you're still doing February.
You're driving up.
Yeah.
You're still doing February 7th and 8th.
Yeah, she's driving up and
Has a hotel?
Yeah. $100.
Where'd you get it?
For $100?
Okay. How did you get that?
That's where I always stay.
No, because we called them up and we couldn't get in. There's a convention in town.
Well, I don't find them. Remember, do you need to book you a room?
Yes, I need you to book me a room,
she's
Becky.
A platinum member. That's why they have rooms.
Well, whatever. More than that, but do you need a room? You're not going that weekend.
Well, I opted to not go that weekend, so I'm thinking more like the 7th and 8th of March.
Okay. That was the other one I was looking at, but
yeah, because of the no room situation.
Yeah. They have them. I looked it up even just yesterday. Again,
at the
Marriott. I was looking at having a friend come up.
Yeah. Did Terry leave?
Yeah. See ya.
It's the 1st.
Because the only ones we saw were
first.
The sketchy ones. The Hampton was sold out.
March.
A little
well,
more.
So you don't have a room?
State, right?
No.
No, we ended up getting them at the... We got the last two rooms at the rate at Hilton Garden.
Terry.
We got the last two at Hilton Garden.
Are you with the JLC on the 1st of March?
Am I still
getting
100?
Because I thought it was one.
It's 100. It's 100 what we're trying to get, but plus minus 10%.
Let me know. I know that other people have talked.
So we don't like to go.
I like to try and go to a week.
No, no, it's 100 for compensation room, and then we pay the tax on top of that. And then ours was 112, but that's the best we could get without going to. I mean, seriously, the hotels that all we had left was that Best Western, and we stayed at that for 5 nights 1 year, and finally we just decided we couldn't take it anymore. And yeah, and Crystal Inn, I just got. So what we've been staying at.